Or some was in Kadashim Shemaim, like Daniel and the lions and the Vach, then everybody would make a Vach on that, not just an individual. Daniel, one sees the lions, then if Daniel was thrown into the Kibshin Aish, Shachanani, Mishol Azariah, a furnace of fire that Chanami Azar was thrown into, and the Vach also Nais and Tzadikim, Bamokim as the famous person, Vach also Nais with Plaini, Bamokim as the Vach. Person sees that big chunk of salt was originally. So, what are the two brachas he makes when he sees that block of salt? Baruch Hashem came out from dying emes. A tragic thing happened, so he turned into salt. And light, Baruch Hashem came out from Zeisha Sadiqim. He was saved miraculously from the dying. So it's interesting, when you see his wife, then you make a bracha that he's not there also. There's two things of salt. That reminds you that he was saved. Siv test, Yishayim B'Shem Yivach, Al Neis, El B'Neis, Yoytim Hogesh V'Oilim. Those that say, has to be a supernatural miracle, not just a person was in a car crash and he survived. He gives an example, and from the Gemara, the person was going in the desert, and suddenly a Neis happened, and some water spread and forth. But if it's something that's a natural thing, then he calls for help, and suddenly a helicopter came by. So even though it thinks he had the Shemayim that happened to be there at the right time, but we don't make a Rosh Hashanah any name. So it said, Av Neishu Minig Ohilam Mitoilad Zitoi. Some of that is kind of explained through natural means. We're going, Shabo Ganovim Balayla. Uboli Di Sakona Benitzom. Ganovim come into his house, and they could have killed him, but they didn't. That you don't make a Rosh Hashanah any name. And a Chalavoy, Av Yishcholik, Vitoim Lo Hashem Umachas. It's good to be Mevah, but Hashem is a Malchus. Because this bracha, aside from being just a bracha, it's a Haidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thanking Hashem. So definitely you thank Hashem, even without the bracha. So the Maila of thanking Hashem for such a circumstance, even though it's not a Loik Yudach HaTevin. The other opinion holds that you have to thank Hashem, even if it was not supernatural. As long as you were in danger and you get out of it, that's good enough. Since it's Safik Bracha, so we only make the Bracha of something really extremely unusual. So if he was run over by a bus and he survived it, then he can make this Bracha. Or if a big stone fell on his head and didn't do anything for him. If he was, if someone shot at him and he got right by him, then make a bit of a good movement, not a Bracha Shasta Limit. He happened to be in the right place. He tried to stab him and didn't go. And the Shabur brings from the Chayin, and this happened to give Stoker, as much as you can, give it to Lim the Torah and say, I'm giving this Stoker, it should be as if I brought a Kovim Torah. It would be the time of the Yisrael. And it's good to say Pasha's Torah. And it's also a good thing to fix something up in the city, fix up some potholes, whatever. And every year and that day, you should also, you know, pay attention to what happened to him, and thank Hashem, and tell others the tremendous good that Hashem did for him. Makes a Suda for that purpose, it's also considered a Suda's mitzvah.